This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. It was announced Friday that the U.S. is sending additional military forces and air defense equipment to Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates. This is in response to last week's attacks on Saudi Arabian oil facilities. The U.S. blames Iraq for the attacks. Tehran denies that involvement. Domestically, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has criticized President Trump's plan, saying that it is an outrageous attempt by the Trump administration to circumvent the bipartisan bicameral will of Congress. Fresh off a worldwide climate strike that took hundreds of thousands of young people out of classrooms and into the streets, youth leaders gathered at the United Nations to demand radical action to fight climate change. The movement's most prominent figure is 16-year-old Swedish activist Greta Thunberg. She told UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres that youth are united and unstoppable. The Secretary General relished his new role as a listener.
I have granddaughters. I want my granddaughters to live in a livable planet. My generation has a huge responsibility. It is your generation that must make us be accountable to make sure that we don't betray the future of humankind.
Guterres also credited young people with changing from his pessimist to an optimist in the fight against global warming. The streets of Cairo were jammed on Saturday as police checkpoints went up across the city. Hundreds of armed soldiers and police officers in riot gear patrolled Tahrir Square, one of the locations where protests broke out Friday night in the epicenter of previous demonstrations that led to the fall of former presidents Hosni Mubarak and Mohamed Morsi. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Protesters in Hong Kong threw gasoline bombs and police fired tear gas Saturday and renewed clashes over anti-government grievances. Hundreds staged a sit-in at a shopping mall before spilling out onto the street. Hong Kong is in the fourth month of sometimes violent protests occurring every weekend. The events are an embarrassment for China's Communist Party ahead of October 1st celebrations of its 70th anniversary in power. Hong Kong's government canceled a fireworks display that day, citing concerns for public safety. Tensions were high in France between the authorities and varied groups of protesters, Sarah Bassett explains.
Several calls for demonstrations had been issued in Paris by yellow vest supporters, environmental activists, and a far-left workers' union. In response, authorities deployed more than 7,000 police and banned protests in a large central area. Police in riot gear dispersed small groups of protesters using tear gas. Most demonstrators didn't wear the fluorescent yellow vests that gave the movement its name. The yellow vest movement emerged 10 months ago, but petered out over the summer. I'm Sarah Bassett.
An earthquake with a preliminary magnitude of 5.6 shook the Albanian capital in the port town of Durrës Saturday. The defense ministry said it was the most powerful quake to hit Albania in the last 30 years. Local media reported that 49 were being treated for injuries. The Solomon Islands announced Saturday the establishment of diplomatic relations with China, becoming the second Pacific Island nation in as many days to switch its diplomatic recognition from Taiwan. The moves are part of a long-term effort by Beijing to undermine Taiwan's recognition as an independent nation. Both Beijing and Taipei claim to be the rightful government of China. The Solomon's foreign minister also cited the national interest in development in particular. Jeremiah Minnelli is the foreign minister.
China's development experience and development outreach to the developing world presents opportunities for Solomon Islands and other small developing states and least developed countries.
Both Beijing and Taipei have used development assistance to woo the support of small nations. The latest moves leave Taiwan with little more than a dozen countries, plus the Vatican that recognizes its independence. More at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.